On bathroom floors and in hospital emergency rooms, people who thought they snorted or injected cocaine are waking up to learn that they overdosed on fentanyl, and those are the lucky ones. The powerful opioid that has multiplied deaths among heroin users is now showing up in cocaine, threatening to expand the scope of the drug addiction epidemic, WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
There are stories about college students snorting a line of cocaine during a campus party and overdosing, of 30, 40, and 50-year-olds celebrating their big birthday and keeling over, and of regular users who feel the expected rush and then fall asleep. If these moms and dads or sons and daughters use cocaine alone or without naloxone, brand name Narcan, on hand, some aren't waking up.
Chris was a kind soul. He was the type of kid that would give the shirt off his back. He was the cuddler of my family. He liked to hug and make sure everybody was okay.
Lisa Bennett's son Chris developed an addiction to pain pills when he was 15, after a skiing accident. The Taunton native had been off opioids for at least 10 years when he overdosed in November of last year.
It was just a total shock.
Bennett had warned her son that most heroin would be laced or replaced by fentanyl, increasing the risk of death if he ever used opioids again. It didn't occur to Bennett to worry that the crack cocaine Chris bought occasionally could kill him. And then she saw the toxicology report.
He was smoking cocaine that was laced. That's what he had in his system, was cocaine and fentanyl.
It's not clear how many of the nearly 2,000 estimated deaths listed as opioid overdoses last year were people who thought they were doing cocaine. Massachusetts doesn't register the drug combinations found in most bodies after an overdose. Connecticut does. There, the number of deaths involving cocaine and fentanyl together has increased 420% in the last 3 years.
That's the next wave of the addiction crisis, is fentanyl-laced cocaine.
Arlington Police Chief Fred Ryan says his town has had 4 non-fatal fentanyl overdoses in recent months among people who thought they were using just cocaine.
We're talking to our public health partners and doing everything we can to be prepared for this next evolution of the crisis.
Lowell, like Arlington, raised warnings about fentanyl in cocaine last week. Boston EMS, on the other hand, says it hasn't seen enough fentanyl-related cocaine overdoses to raise alarms. In Massachusetts, there have been no broad public warnings about fentanyl-tainted cocaine, like this one issued last fall by Tennessee's Bureau of Investigation Assistant Director T.J. Jordan.
Here's why we're so concerned. To be blunt, what you might buy and use, thinking it's a good time, could cost you your life.
Fentanyl in cocaine is a growing problem in Massachusetts. State police recorded 199 samples last year, a nearly threefold increase from 2016, but still a small percentage of total cocaine seizures. Some in the harm reduction community, where the focus is on safe drug use and keeping people alive, say this moment with cocaine feels like a repeat of 4 years ago when fentanyl started showing up in heroin.
We heard about it slowly, and now it's here.
Jess Tilley says reports of cocaine users in the Northampton area who overdose, apparently on fentanyl, have been increasing over the last 6 months to about 3 a week. Tilly and other outreach workers are devising plans to warn college students and concert goers.
We don't want to cause widespread panic. But with how deadly fentanyl is, I believe we really need to get the word out there that it could potentially be in every batch of cocaine. Just like we tell everyone to approach all their heroin like it could potentially have fentanyl. I think we should be doing the same for all drugs.
That means urging cocaine users to test the drug before they use it, then start with a small dose. To use in pairs and carry naloxone, steps that have become more common as heroin users adjust to the threat posed by fentanyl. Tracy Green is an epidemiologist at Boston Medical Center.
The tools that are going to be most effective are the ones we already have. There's hope. You know, we have quite a lot that we can work with here.
To save lives, says Green, while researchers and investigators try to figure out what's happening with cocaine.
At the drug trafficking level, there's shifting happening in the markets. We may want to think about the whole market transitioning in front of our very eyes.
It's a transition that may merge two drug communities and decades of tragedy. Dr. Tom Gilson is watching that happen in and around Cleveland, Ohio, where he is the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner. Gilson says fentanyl mixed into cocaine is the main reason overdose deaths among African Americans have increased 14-fold in the last 4 years.
The epidemic itself really started in white suburbia, and then with fentanyl in the cocaine market, we started to see more African Americans and drug overdose deaths.
So how and why is fentanyl winding up in bags of cocaine? Some researchers say it looks to be accidental, a product of messy packaging rather than malicious intent. But Gilson, as well as many law enforcement agents, drug users, and recovery providers, say cartel leaders are using cocaine to expand the market of people addicted to opioids. Rafael buys cocaine and other drugs, often several times a day, on the streets of Boston.
People were just using cocaine occasionally, now they're using cocaine every day.
Because of the fentanyl?
Mm-hmm. It's all about making them need the product.
The market expansion theory baffles some in the drug community who say the presence of fentanyl in cocaine may either scare buyers off or kill them. Either way, they call for renewed urgency to slow what might be a deadly new wave in the opioid crisis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.